So this morning, getting ready to go to Toronto in April, and we have four different events we're going to that are being arranged by the Hindu community there, and plus some television coverage. So we're getting ready, and this is first draft of the talk for the second event. Saivasiddhanta, a path of knowing thyself. So it'll be translated into Tamil, so we have to send this up in a week or two so they can practice translating it, get it all straight. Siva Yogaswami was both the consummate Siva Bhaktar and Siva Yogi, a great devotee of Lord Shiva, as well as a profound meditator. This combination of devotion and meditation is unique to the path of Saivasiddhanta. Other Hindu traditions focus on either devotion or meditation, but not both. In Saivasiddhanta, deep devotion to God is in fact considered a prerequisite to meditation. And meditation is considered a practice that all need to eventually take up after devotion has awakened. So that is, of course, a unique quality. As we know, Charya Kriya Yoga Jnana, we perfect our devotion and Kriya, and then we move on to yoga and learn how to meditate. So devotion in the Kriya Pada precedes meditation in the Yoga Pada. As we mentioned, Siva Yogaswami was a great yogi, and he would sit for hours, even days, in deepest meditation. He would also stress the importance of meditation to his devotees and formulated a key teaching, or Mahavakyam, to help them meditate. Tannai Ari. In English, know thyself. Here are some of Yogaswami's sayings on knowing thyself. You must know the self by the self. Concentration of mind is required for this. You lack nothing. The only thing you lack is that you do not know who you are. Truth is not encompassed by books and learning. You must know yourself by yourself. There is nothing else to be known. And of course, his first Nachintanai begins with the famous line, "Our Guru Nathan made me to know myself." Satguru Savaya Subramanya Swami Gurudeva began taking his monks to Jaffna in 1970. Yogaswami, of course, had passed away in 1964, so we did not have the opportunity of meeting him. However, Yogaswami's disciple, Markandu Swami, was living in a hut outside of Jaffna and would share Yogaswami's teachings with all who visited. So many of our senior monks had the opportunity to visit him and listen to his explanations of Yogaswami's teachings. Markandu Swami liked to stress the teaching that Yogaswami only gave us one work to do and would say, Yogaswami didn't give us 100 odd works to do. Only one. Realize the self yourself, or know thyself, or find out who you are. In Tamil, Tanai Ari. He would say, you can't find the truth in 1,000 books or by listening to people talk. You must realize the self by yourself. And of course, as we know, Gurudeva himself would often speak about knowing the self in such terms as, you are here on this planet to realize the self. What exactly does it mean to know thyself? Satguru Siva Yogaswami explains this beautifully in one of his published letters called Nanyar. Who am I? You are not the body. You are not the mind, nor the intellect, nor the will. You are the Atma. The Atma is eternal. This is the conclusion at which great souls have arrived from their experience. Let this truth become well impressed on your mind. This exact thought appears in the first sloka of Gurudeva's work, Dancing with Shiva. Who am I? Where did I come from? Rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. We are in truth, the truth we seek. Yogaswami and Gurudeva are both explaining that in the great saying, Know thyself, self refers to the Atma, our internal spiritual nature, our immortal soul. They are also pointing out that many people think they are the body. How they look is who they are. Others identify with the emotions and memories of the mind. And still others think they are the intellect, the reasoning part of the mind, and the willpower to successfully accomplish their plans. Of course, much of the modern world teaches us to identify with our external nature. Movies and TV teach us we are our body and emotions. And in school, we are taught we are our intellect. Who is teaching us we are a divine soul? Certainly only a few. Yogaswami develops this theme even further in a second published letter entitled Guru Vasagam. The Atma is eternal, indivisible, whole and perfect. The body is subject to destruction and divisible. When that is so, can we say that they are equal? Is there anything more sacrilegious than to speak in that way? Intrinsically, the Atma consists of knowledge. It is purity itself. The body is by nature ignorant and devoid of purity. Can one conceive of any greater folly than to compare the two? The Atma is radiant and self-effulgent. The body is darkness itself. Is there then any baseness? Is there then any basis for comparison? As we would expect, Gurudeva describes the soul in a similar way in Dancing with Shiva, where he says, Our individual soul is the immortal and spiritual body of light that animates life and reincarnates again and again until all necessary karmas are created and resolved and its essential unity with God is fully realized. Our soul is God Shiva's emanational creation, the source of all of our higher functions, including knowledge, will, and love. Our soul is neither male nor female. It is that which never dies, even when its four outer sheaths, physical, pranic, instinctive, and mental, change form and perish as they naturally do. Amazing how similar the wording is. In Yogaswami's first Nachindanai, he includes the statement, Jivan Sivanendra, Engel Gurunathan, meaning Jiva is Shiva, declared our Gurunathan, and repeats it in different ways in many of the Nachintanai. Jiva will Shiva become for those who will offer worship. Jiva has Shiva become. That Jiva is Shiva is clear. In words of our master, Yogaswami also states this truth as you are God. I am God. Only one. No separation. You cannot separate me from you. Gurudeva expressed the truth of the identity of man and God in saying, Man is not man. Man is God. He went on to distinguish between the soul body and the essence of the soul. The soul body, the Anandamaya Kosha, is a spiritual body of light that is separate from God Shiva and spiritually evolves from life to life. The inmost soul body is the blissful, ever-giving wisdom, Anandamaya Kosha. Parashakti is the soul's superconscious mind, God Shiva's mind. Parashiva is the soul's inmost core, We are not the physical body, mind, or emotions. We are the immortal soul, Atman. The sum of our true existence is Anandamaya Kosha, and its essence, Parashakti and Parashiva. This beautiful explanation tells us how we are simultaneously becoming Shiva as an evolving soul body and already Shiva as the non-evolutionary essence of the soul. In conclusion, here are two scriptural quotes affirming our goal of knowing ourself and realizing our oneness with God. From the Upanishads, by austerity, goodness is obtained. From goodness, understanding is reached. From understanding, the self is obtained, and he who obtains the self is freed from the cycle of birth and death. Then a beautiful verse from Tirumandaram. Being the life of life is splendorous jnana worship. Beholding the light of life is great yoga worship. Giving life by invocation is external worship. Expressing adoration is charya. So that's where it is so far. So we want to inspire everyone to know themselves. In fact, we were just getting quotes on reprinting Know Thyself, which is very interesting. Looking at that this morning, we're planning to republish our little Know Thyself booklet, the beautiful, it's our first, talk about first. First today, we're talking about the temple getting started. It was our first effort on color publishing, a full color book, getting the Macintosh computer to generate a four-color publication. So that was back in 1993, I think. So here we are 10 years later, gearing up to print it again, just a few minor changes, and be a wonderful lead-in for those interested in studying the Master Course to the Master Course Trilogy. We'll be able to hand it out in a very nice way. For example, in Toronto, it would make a very nice item on the literature table, Know Thyself, and could hold it up and talk about Know Thyself and hold up the booklet. Won't be ready for this time, but we can get ready in the future and be a very nice combination. So have a wonderful special Ardra day. We certainly will here. Om Namah Shivaya.